Welcome, everyone. I declare the ordinary council meeting of the 22nd of October 2025 open. I would like to begin by acknowledging the Wilman people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting today and pay respects to elders past and present, as well as the continuation of cultural, spiritual and educational practices of Aboriginal people. To ensure clarity and effective communication during this council meeting, I kindly remind you to switch on your microphones when called upon to speak. This meeting will be recorded. The first item of business is the election of the Shire, election and declaration of the Shire President. The Shire President is to be elected from within council for a two-year term as the first course of business, with the appointment expiring at the October 2027 ordinary election. One nomination has been received so far from Councillor Smallberger. Are there any further nominations before I declare nominations closed? Being none, I declare nominations for the position of Shire President closed and Councillor Smallberger elected, with the term expiring at the October 2027 election. I invite Wayne English JP to conduct the swearing in of the Shire President.
Election of the Deputy Shire President. One nomination has been received so far. Is there any further nominations before I declare the nomination closed? Okay. There being none, I declare nominations for the position for the Deputy President closed and Councillor Karrest elected, with the term expiring at October 2027. Wayne English to conduct the swearing in of the Deputy President. Congratulations, Paul. Thank you, Mr. English, for assisting us with the swearing in. We really appreciate your help, as always. Allotment of seats. The Shire President and Deputy President was assigned seats. Therefore, there are five further seating positions to determine. Each seating position will be numbered from 1 to 5. A councillor is asked to draw their seating position and then take the assigned position. Attendance apologies and leave of absence. We've got an apology from Councillor Riley, a leave of absence, we would like to item 2.3, leave of absence. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Van Heerden, seconder, Councillor Kessler. That the request for leave of absence from Councillor Andrew Riley for 22 October be approved. Anyone would like to say something for or against that motion? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Moved 6-0, sorry. Public question time. Public question time is limited to a total of 15 minutes of duration, except by consent of the person presiding. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes duration to speak, except by consent of the person presiding. Is there anyone that would like to come and speak to us? Let's continue then. Confirmation of the minutes. Can I move her to read that item? Councillor Van Heerden, seconder. Councillor McPherson. That the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, 24 September 2025, be confirmed as true record of proceedings. Anyone wants to speak for or against this item? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Moved 6-0. Council resolution. Can I get a mover to read the next item? Councillor McPherson, seconded. Councillor Prandtl. that the minutes of the special council meeting held on Tuesday, 30 September 2025 be confirmed as a true record of proceedings. Anyone wants to speak for or against this item? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Moved 6-0. Item 9.1, Development and Community Services, Boddington Community Resource Centre funding request. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Prandtl, seconder. Councillor Van Heerden. Councillor Prandtl, would you like to speak to the item? Councillor Van Heerden. That council approve a revised allocation of $7,000 in an annual funding to the Boddington Community Resource Centre to support the delivery of the Friday night festival event to reflect the withdrawal of the Saturday street parade component for a period of 3 years commencing November 2025. Would anyone else like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Moved 6-0. Item 9.2, Chief Executive Officer, Appointment of Committees. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Carrots, seconder. Councillor Kessler. That councillor nominate members to the following committees of council and as delegates of council to the respective committee of group. We've got received nominations at our meeting earlier in the week. Is there anyone else that would like to put their hands up for a position? Do you want me to read all of them? No. Okay, if everyone is happy, we've got an attachment for people to see. We'll move on. Can we put it to a vote? Everyone for? Moved 6-0. Item 9.3, Corporate Services, Payment Listing. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Prandtl, seconder, Councillor Carrots. That council received the list of payments for the month ending 30 September 2025 as presented. Councillor Prandtl, Councillor Carrots. Anyone else would like to speak to the item? Put it to a vote. All for? Moved 6-0. Item 9.3.2, Financial Report. I get a mover to read the item. Councillor Carrot, seconder, Councillor Van Heerden. That council receive the financial statements as presented for the period ending 30 September 2025. Anyone wants to speak for or against this item? Can put it to a vote. All for? Move 6-0. Item 9.3.3, Council Policy, Work Health and Safety. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Prandtl, seconder. Councillor McPherson. That Council adopt the amended Work and Health Safety Policy as presented in Attachment 9.3.3b. Councillor Prandtl, anything? Councillor McPherson. Anyone else wants to speak for or against this item? We'll put it to a vote. All for? Moved 6-0. Item 9.3.4, Boddington Medical Centre Accommodation Request. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Kessler, seconder. Councillor Carrots. That council approve the continued use of the old police station accommodation by the Boddington Medical Centre for general practitioner register purposes for up to 4 nights per week for the period 31 January to 8 February 2027. 0.2 set the nightly rate as $105, including GST per night, for the duration of the agreed period. Councillor Kessler, would you say something to that? Councillor Carrot? Anyone else wants to speak for or against this item? We put it to a vote. Everyone for? Moved 6-0. Item 9.3.5. Consideration of advertised differential rates. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Carrot, seconder. Councillor McPherson. Note that no submissions were received in relation to the proposed differential rates and minimum payments for... 25-26, request that the Chief Executive Officer proceed with the budget preparation based on the following rates in the dollar and minimum payment in accordance with the statement of objections and reasons contained in attachment 9.3.4A. So B instead of UV, it's GRV.
So
could
we just say we have the
We've got an amendment to the officer's recommendation on item 3. Authorise the Chief Executive Officer to proceed with the application for ministerial approval to impose differential rates for A, UV commercial, B, UV mining, C, GRV mining. Would anyone like to speak for or against this item? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Moved 6-0. I now declare this meeting closed. 5:47.